sleeping till I feel your touch. Blinding Lights of the Weekend, 2:15 on BBC Three Counties Radio. Right, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I caught sight, I think it was on a St Albans Facebook page, of these two very, very talented young men, Aidan and Alex Cham. Aidan is 13, Alex is 11 years old, pretty well grade 8 cello quality that they both are. They've come together and they play together tracks like Despacito, tracks like Welcome to the Jungle. They were seen last summer playing in Clarence Park in St Albans, and they're in my studio now. Hi.
Hello.
Now, do you guys both realise, come a tiny bit closer, Aidan, do you guys both realise I delayed my annual leave for you two today? I could have taken Monday and Tuesday off, and I could have taken, but instead I've taken Thursday and Friday off because I wanted to be here to see this. So it's lovely to have you both in my studio. Who started first? Who was the first cellist?
I guess it was me.
Right.
So, yeah Aidan.
How old were you when you started?
I was about six. Yeah.
Okay. And why did you follow suit? Why did you want to do what he does?
Because I just do what he does. I don't know why. Because like I normally follow everything he does. Like, I mimic him.
Is he the boss?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there music in your family? Because you're both very good. Have you got relatives who are really musically strong?
No, not really. Most of our family doesn't play music, no.
Really? So the gene must have jumped a few generations somewhere. I reckon if you look back, maybe your great-grandfather or something, so somewhere you'll have a musical gene. When did you decide to play together?
I guess it was quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
But we only started playing like two cello stuff. A few years ago.
And suddenly you realise that you're pretty rock and roll when you play together. Because you're going to play as Guns N' Roses in a minute, and you are like a rock band. I mean, you're very frenetic, very energetic, very powerful. Do you love doing it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
When are you going to be playing? Yeah. When are you going to be playing the Auburn Arena or the Royal Albert Hall?
What's the
big plan?
That's a few years away.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're very brave to be in a radio studio, for one. Two, I can honestly say I've never had to do this, right? Because I love, you know, having musical theatre, opera, folk music, and I know how to make it sound great. I've never had two cellos, so I have no idea how this is going to come out, and I'm going to do my best to make you sound as brilliant as you are. You need a minute to go and take up your position, so Aidan, if you go and go and find your stool. They've got these very large cellos which need working out as well, and we'll hear the two Chams playing for us after this.
Every weekday morning from 6 on BBC Three Counties Radio, Andy Collins.
What about the moon though, Sheila? Would you go to the moon?
No, what's the point? You can't see anything. You look out of the window, it's dark for about 2.5 years, isn't it?
Well, look to the left, there's a big old thing called the planet. You know, Earth's there. You know what I mean?
Andy Collins.
So we're driving down the A41 and the moon's out. I don't know if you saw it the other day. The moon's out.
It's incredible.
Yeah, beautiful moon.
Well, it's nice to look at it from here.
Did you see where you were? That's amazing.
Yeah, of course I did. Okay. I live on the same planet as you. For goodness sake.
Where you were.
Andy Collins. Weekday mornings from 6. The sound of beds, hearts and bugs. BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's your station.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Nick Coffer. For beds, hearts and bugs.
Musical chairs in the studio. Aidan and Alex Cham are now ready to play. If you want to find out more, go to their website, twochams.com. Sorry to do this live, but Johnny, can I ask you a favour? Could you move that microphone a little bit towards them as well? The group, there we go. So we're just trying to work out how to get this to sound as strong as possible. Are you ready, Aidan and Alex?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these are the two Chams. They're going to be playing Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Shall I give you like a 3, 2, 1, then you can go? Right, 3, 2, 1, when you're ready.
Thank you.
Indeed. The two Chams, they are 13 years old and 11 years old. They're from St. Albans. Some very nice texts coming in as you've been playing. My listeners enjoying it. Will you hang back and play me another song after half past? Yeah, you'll have to clear away for Jane Killick to read the news because you've got a load of instruments over the studio. But Despacito after half past?
Yeah.
Perfect. Twochams.com if you want to find out more. Aren't they brilliant? 11 years old and 13 years old. Aidan and Alex Cham there. Really, really super talented. This is BBC Three Counties Radio. I'm Nick Coffer, a Damski killer taking us down towards the travel.
If we cry. ignorance can only lead to no good. Besides, all our sons and daughters already know how that feels.
Adamski, Killer. Very nearly 2:30. This is BBC Three Counties Radio. The quote-unquote pretty groovy, according to one of my listeners, Two Chams, will be playing as Despacito on their cellos after the news at 2:30.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Beds, hearts and bucks travel.
With the very groovy Paula.
Thank you very much. The southbound M1, not so groovy here at Junction 14 for Milton Keynes. A broken down lorry is partially blocking the entry slip road. We've still got a bit of a delay heading onto the motorway there. Anti-clockwise M25, two lanes have been shut for emergency repairs. That's just after Junction 23 for South Mimms. Queues are back to Junction 24 for Potter's Bar. Also clockwise, we've got delays after a car broke down. All the lanes are back open between Junction 24 for Potter's Bar, 225 for Enfield, but delays remain. The North Orbital Road is slow in both directions at White Horse Lane and will be busier than usual this afternoon. You've got a set of roadworks and lane closures in place there. Beaton, the A418, slow in both directions through the roadworks and temporary traffic lights at Rosham Road. And taking a look at your trains, you're looking at 10 to 15 minute delays for East Midlands Railway services southbound heading from Bedford towards St Pancras International because of a track fault. I'm Paula Brett for BBC Three Counties Radio.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's 2:30. I'm Jane Killick. Eight severe flood warnings, meaning there's a danger to life, are in place in England and Wales following Storm Dennis. Four of the warnings cover areas around the River Severn, with people being evacuated from properties at Ironbridge in Shropshire, where water levels are expected to peak this evening. Thieves tried to steal a cash machine from the front of Barclays Bank in Flitwick early this morning. Police were called at about 3 o'clock this morning to reports of a break-in. The Foreign Office is arranging a flight to bring home the 74 British citizens on a cruise ship at the centre of an outbreak of the coronavirus. More than 550 people on board the liner, which is quarantined off Japan, have now tested positive for the virus. And average weekly wages in the UK have returned to levels not seen since before the financial crisis in 2008. Weekly pay reached £511 in the 3 months to December. The weather for Beds, Hearts and Bucks, sunshine and blustery showers. Those are the headlines. The next bulletin is at 3.
Nick Coffer.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human, or are we dancer? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancer? Gotta let me go. Are we human?
Killers and Human, 25 to 3 on BBC Three Counties Radio. Jane Middlemiss is here after 3, sitting in for Rob all this week. Don't forget, I'm off Thursday and Friday. My friend Sarah Thornton sitting in for me, and that will be lovely. You'll keep her company, I'm sure. Coming up, well, now, here they are. Sorry, I was a bit behind the eight ball there. We heard a track from the Two Chams just before the news headlines. They are Aidan and Alex. Aidan is 13, Alex is 11. They are at school in Hertfordshire. They live in St Albans, and they're two cellists. One of you has got your grade 8 and one of you is doing it. Have I got that right? Oh, you're both doing it. So you're grade 7 but soon to be grade 8. Basically, they play, you know, well-known pop songs and rock songs. You missed them playing Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses earlier on. If you missed it, you can go to BBC Sounds and you can find the audio there a little bit later on if you search for my programme. I think we should have another song from both of you before I lose you. Seeing as you've lugged these big cellos all the way from St Albans, were you in a car or did you walk?
Car.
Okay, at least you're in a car. Seeing as you've lugged these big cellos from St Albans, are you going to play me Despacito?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to find out more, you need to go to www.twochams.com and you can see what they're up to. Right, I'm ready if you are. Thank you. I think you're brilliant. Well done, both of you. That is Aidan on my left, Alex on my right. Aidan is 13 years old. Alex is 11 years old. They are both Cham brothers, hence why they're called the Chams. If you want to find out more, www.thechams.com. Have you enjoyed your radio experience?
Yes.
Come back and play for me anytime. By the way, you, Aidan, were making your cello sound like a violin. How do you do that when you go really high? So what are you doing with your fingers all the way? Go on, show me. You really can go almost into sort of viola territory, can't you? Very impressive. And you were playing yours like a bass guitar. So you were plucking the strings there. The two Chams, what did I call them before? The Chams. I'm so sorry. Sorry. The two Chams. Thank you for correcting me, my producer today. So the twochams.com. I don't know what you'll find if you go to thechams.com. Might be an entirely different thing. So the twochams.com if you want to find out more. Well done, both of you. Give yourselves a round of applause. I've really enjoyed having you in my studio. Two Chams, they're very talented. Do you know what? Not only talented, but also loving what they do as well, which is always a big pleasure for me. Birthday track on its way for you here on BBC Three Counties Radio. After Irene Cara, it's Fame.